கணபதி முனி லைப்ரரி ஃபார் அபவுட் 10 இயர்ஸ். ஸ்ரீ கே நடேசன் ஹேஸ் பின் டொனேட்டிங் செலக்டட் மேனுஸ்கிரிப்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் டெக்ஸ்ட் ஃப்ரம் த பென் ஆஃப் தி இன்ஸ்பயர்ட் 20th century வேதிக் சியர் வாசிஷ்ட காவியகாந்த கணபதி முனி, ஹூ வாஸ் அஃபெக்ஷனேட்லி அட்ரஸ்ட் பை பகவான் ஆஸ் நயனா. கே நடேசன் டெலிஜென்ட்லி காப்பீஸ் வால்யூம்ஸ் ஆஃப் த முனிஸ் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் ஒர்க்ஸ் இன்டு பவுண்ட் நோட் புக்ஸ் in his own flawless handwriting and then passes them on to interested devotees from around the world. He performs this service with the unshakable conviction that future generations will come to value the prolific and inspired verses of Vasishtha Ganapati Muni. During this visit, Sri K. Natesan passed on another treasure from his storehouse of wealth to add to our Ganapati Muni archive, a copy of Uma Sahasram written in Muni's own hand. Sri K. Natesan hopes that the future Western scholars of Sanskrit and devotees with a literary bent will not have to travel all the way to India to satisfy their interest in the writings of this 20th century luminary. We are grateful to K. Natesan and thank him for going out of his way to bring these invaluable documents into our hands for the sake of posterity, as he would say. All this was explained, and the book of 1000 verses on Mother Uma was shown to devotees who gathered for observing Sri Bhagavan's Mahanirvana. It should be mentioned that this book in praise of Uma was the poet's outpouring of gratitude to the Divine Mother for securing him such an illustrious guru, Sri Ramana. The last 300 verses were composed in the mango tree cave in Bhagavan's presence, and the Muni experienced that the verses were directly inspired by Bhagavan, flowing through him onto the paper. As the Mahanirvana program continued, the devotees in unison recited Bhagavan's Sanskrit works, Ganapati Muni's 40 verses on Bhagavan and the marital garland of letters. Several devotees led the group in bhajans. George Rumney was asked to talk on his newly completed book, Seer's Song, and also to read out some of the verses. After reading through Mahayoga many times, George discovered that all the precepts of the book, which is an exposition of the Maharishi's teachings, were forming verses in his mind. He explained how one day he decided to write down the verses and how in 6 weeks he wrote down the 800 verses which make up the body of the book. Arati was performed at the end of the program and all were served a bountiful feast prepared by various devotees of the ashrama.